Rod's Pulse Podcast number 14, podcast for professors, Blackboard tips, and PodSafe New Age Piano. Hi, I'm Rod Murray, and this is Rod's Pulse Podcast, the podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Welcome back to another podcast. That's just a little teaser. I played PodSafe alternative rock, comedy rap, classical, and now one of my favorite genres, New Age. I'll play the full track of this New Age piano piece at the end of my podcast. I've added music to podcasts on occasion for a couple of reasons. If you're planning on creating your own podcast, I thought you might like to know how to podcast music legally. Also, I like to keep my podcast short and dedicated to only one or two topics, but if you have a long commute, I thought you might enjoy hearing some new music, especially music that you're not likely to hear on the radio. Today I'll be sharing two podcast promos, but first I want to bring you up to date on a couple of items. I wanted to point out that I created a concept map for producing a podcast. Look for the link to this graphic on my blog. It's just under the links section. It's a one-page graphic that I think might help newcomers to podcasting how to visualize the process of producing their own podcast. I also have a new email address for feedback on my podcast. It's rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. If you're here at Jefferson, please send your email comments to my Jefferson address, rodney.murray@jefferson.edu. I also want to let you know that I'll be interviewing a Jefferson Medical College alumnus soon. Dr. Grayson Wheatley is a cardiothoracic surgeon who I had the pleasure of meeting again recently. I say again because he may not remember, but back in the early 90s, I taught his class pharmacokinetics. He's currently at the Arizona Heart Institute. I featured their podcast on Rod's Pulse podcast number 7. He's doing some very interesting work, including giving video iPods to his patients. Some very innovative things going on there. Look for his interview coming up on one of my next podcasts. The first podcast I want to bring to your attention is produced at Palomar College in San Marcos, California. Their episodes are a bit long, but what really attracted me was that most of them have a brief section called Blackboard Feature of the Week. That school apparently is pretty advanced in their use of Blackboard. They've already installed the latest version, version 7, this spring. Our plans here at Jefferson are to upgrade to version 7 over probably the Christmas, New Year's time frame, if everything goes well. But I thought you might like to hear a clip from their podcast where they're talking about integrating Blackboard discussion boards into other course content areas.
Hi, this is Terry Gray from Palomar College, and this is episode 12 of the Academic Technology Podcasts for Friday, March 31st, 2006. Today, we're going to talk about the Blackboard discussion board and how it can be integrated into other course content areas. Right, Dave?
Yeah, and this is something that I haven't actually seen anyone doing in their classes, which leads me to believe that it's just not anything they've considered.
Don't know what can be done, probably.
Yeah, so what frequently will happen is that your students are browsing through your content areas and following, you know, like week 4 assignments through the folder structure you've set up, and then you want them to go post to a discussion board, and they have to click out into the discussion board area separately and then post their postings once they've found the week 4 discussion board or what have you. And that's kind of a disconnect from the subject material that they're working with, having to go and do all that extra navigating. But there is a way that you can quite easily just put a link right into your folder in your content area that will take them straight to the appropriate discussion board forum.
That would make life easier.
Yeah. So it's delightfully simple to do. You go into your control panel and into the appropriate content area and subfolder that you've set up. And then instead of adding like an item or another folder, you'll go over onto the right where there's the drop-down list in the upper right corner of all sorts of different things on there. And one of them is discussion board. You pick that, hit go, and it will show you a list of all of the forums that you have set up in your course. And then you just choose the appropriate one and submit. And then there will be a link that will take you straight into that discussion board forum in your content area.
Wow, that little drop-down is full of treasures, huh?
It is.
That's a pretty good tip, and we're hoping people will do it.
So that's just a little clip from their podcast. As usual, you can see the URL to the podcast on my blog. So check out Palomar's Academic Technology Podcast. The other podcast I want to bring to your attention today is a podcast from Fordham University in the Bronx. You may remember that I featured another one of their podcasts. It was called Podcast for Teachers in RPP number 3, entitled Recording Podcast, iTunes U, Tegrity, and Blackboard. Here's a clip from their inaugural podcast, a new one, Podcast for Professors.
Welcome to Podcast for Professors, Episode 1, May 1st, 2006. This is the inaugural episode, Helping Faculty Master Technology One Bite at a Time. In this episode, we introduce our co-hosts, Dr. Kathy King and Mark Gura. Our special guest is Dr. Susan Biro. In this episode, we'll be talking about what faculty tell us about their technology needs and faculty development, and we'll be also talking about some different models of faculty development and also providing some resources. So grab your earbuds and notepads. It's time for Podcast for Professors.
And welcome to Podcast for Professors. My name is Mark Griss, and with me is Dr. Kathy King on one side, and in the guest spot is Dr. Susan Biro.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Kathy.
Anyway, that's a little clip from one of their recent podcasts, or I should say their first one, really. So check out the Podcast for Professors. And again, the URL is on my blog, although this is an easy one. It's www.podcastforprofessors.org. Now for some more PodSafe music. Before I sign off today, I thought you might like to hear the entire piece that I start to play at the beginning. It's called Lines Build Walls, and it's by Aaron Starks. And the CD can be purchased on magnatune.com. Again, this is a very innovative music website where you decide how much you want to pay for the CD. And not only that, but you can actually, they encourage you to share the CD with up to three of your friends. So I hope you enjoy this piece. That about does it for today's program. Thanks very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave me feedback. You can go to rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on my blog. You can send feedback to my email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send me audio feedback by calling into my comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.